Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the blue wall, how we can blow up Joe Biden's Democrat blue wall. And we dive deep into Donald Trump's abortion statement, which I thought was terrific. I thought it was masterful. If you disagree, do me a favor. Listen to the entire episode and then email me freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Disagreements are welcome. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. You have to become a member to listen to all of our episodes advertiser free and to ask us questions every Friday. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. So much to cover. Lots of breaking news today that we are going to get into. Donald Trump's abortion announcement. We have breaking Nebraska news that we are going to cover. You see here, my Nebraska hat. We are not forgetting Nebraska. I'll be in Nebraska tomorrow. Joe Biden tries to bribe students via student loan forgiveness and so much more. Let's start with Nebraska. So tomorrow we are heading to Omaha, Nebraska. We need every Nebraska patriot out there to bring a friend, bring two friends. It is tomorrow evening. You can go to tpaction.com to find the details. That is tpaction.com to find the details. And tpaction.com, you'll see the events tab. You follow the events, and we have the information right there. In fact, the exact URL I will retrieve here for you that you're able to look through and go through and find the actual way that you can register to go to the event. It is tpaction.com/rally. That is tpaction.com/rally. Register now. Here's the call to action. And it's very simple, is that in this current legislative session, winner take all will not happen. However, in Nebraska, the governor of Nebraska is able to call a special session. The governor has been voicing for some time, now a week, that he supports winner take all. The call to action is so simple. Governor, call a special session so that we can have a vote on winner take all. In fact, we need patriots from all across the country to call the governor's office and to politely encourage him to call a special session. Now, remember, this governor is on board for us. He believes that Nebraska should go winner take all. He believes that Nebraska should fix this Democrat operative system. The phone number is 402-471-2244. It's right up there. It's Governor Jim Pillen. Again, you should thank him for his support of winner take all and say that we, the patriots of America, this is a national call to action because this is not a Nebraska issue. This is a national issue. Now, let me read to you this article that was sent out this morning. Top Democrats, confident blue wall in the Midwest will save Joe Biden. TheHill.com. Top Democrats acknowledge that Joe Biden won't win this year by the same electoral landslide he won in 2020, conceding that winning in Arizona and winning in Georgia will be very tough. But hold on a second. This entire article hinges on the belief that Nebraska does not fix their system. This is by Alexander Bolton from TheHill.com. Democrats are counting on what is called the blue wall. Again, we've been way ahead of this on this program. We were saying this back in November. The states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, where Biden has seen an uptick in polling and where his efforts to rebuild domestic manufacturing is most likely to pay off. I think that's nonsense, but sure. But the abortion thing is huge. That's why we're going to play the entire tape of the Trump abortion announcement later this hour. Democrats say their top issue is abortion rights. Also resonates especially strongly in these three states. Quote, it was critical in 2020. It was critical in 2016. Senate Democrat Policy and Communications Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow said of the Democrats' blue wall in the upper Midwest. Stabenow said Biden's focus on onshoring or bringing back American manufacturing will be a top selling point of his reelection campaign in her home state. Quote, the CEO of U.S. Steel has called in manufacturing a manufacturing renaissance. We're bringing jobs back. Basically, the Biden administration is doing everything that others, including Donald Trump, have talked about. Okay, it goes on and on and on. It's basically propaganda. Why does all that matter? Joe Biden could win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and still lose the presidency. How? If Nebraska fixes their electoral vote. They are broadcasting to you on a nearly weekly basis, Bloomberg.com, CNN.com, New York Times. And that is why the New York Magazine ran a cover story this weekend. Do you know the title? How Nebraska could take the one electoral vote that Joe Biden needs most. This is why we've been so focused on the good folks of Nebraska all last week. The Democrats are in panic mode. In fact, they are now running advertisements all throughout the state of Nebraska trying to say block, winner, take all, block, winner, take all. And we were within one or two votes to get this done. We'll focus on that later. More important is getting the special session called. And to the governor's great credit, he has not dismissed this. The governor is thinking very deeply about this. And I believe that the governor will end up making the right decision. Let's get that phone number up there again. And they might say, why are you calling? It's not from Nebraska. You say, because I am an American patriot that is so worried about the future of America. You can call 402-471-2244 and just respectfully leave a message if you can't and just say, hey, I'm from Washington. I'm from Virginia. I'm not from your state. I have great respect for Nebraska. And I think that the governor of Nebraska can end up being a national hero for doing this. He has a constitutional ability to call a special session. And in Nebraska, we have heard and we have been told that if he calls a special session on taxes, that he can also combine that with a special session on winner take all. And he's planning to do a special session on taxes. According to thehill.com, it goes on in saying that Joe Biden is now going all in. And they believe because of the Nebraska electoral vote, they do not need to compete in Nebraska. Listen to this. But even if Biden loses Nevada's 6 electoral votes, he would still need 270 to win. Assuming Democrats manage to pick off the blue-leaning congressional district in Nebraska, which splits its electoral state. Biden won the district that includes Omaha in 2020. It's right there. They are broadcasting to you how it is. So this is not going to happen this legislative session. We got fired up about that last week for good reason. So now the ask from the grassroots, the ask from the millions of Americans is, Governor Pillen, call the special session. Understand that the governor is on our side. I want to make sure you know this. He just simply has to call the special session. It's not a matter of convincing. He has been courageous and heroic in voicing support for winner take all. He has the power. It's perfectly legal. This is not some sort of unprecedented thing. Special sessions are commonly called. They did a special session for vaccine mandates. He was thinking of doing a special session specifically for the tax issue that needs to be resolved. Nebraska has very, very high property taxes, and he wants to fix that. Good for him for wanting to do that. And then add winner take all to that. In addition, tomorrow, we are going to Omaha, Nebraska. You might say, well, Charlie, why are you going to Omaha, not the capital? Well, some of the swing voters that are holding out for the winner-take-all deal are right there in Omaha. And we're going actually to the congressional district that is defining the whole deal. And I have been told from people in Nebraska that have spoken to the governor directly, I have not, that he's in favor of this. He's trying to solidify votes to get there and to call the special session. I look at this a little differently. I think he should call the special session, regardless if he has the votes or not. And calling the special session basically calls the bluff. That's my personal opinion, is that you got to call the special session regardless. That puts pressure on lawmakers, that allows you to work each of those. And there's even a way to overcome the filibuster if necessary. We don't want to even talk about that yet. That is too legislatively wonky. We find it very hard to imagine that the Republicans who voted for these Omaha senators want their electoral vote to go to Joe Biden, which is exactly why we're going to Omaha tomorrow. We're going to talk to the great people of Omaha. And we're going to encourage Governor Pillen, who might be able to win the White House for Trump and save the civilization. So the phone number again is 402-471-2244. And I want to repeat this. He's on our side. It's just a matter of him signing a special session, getting that done. And if he does, I think we have great odds and great chances for the voices of Nebraska to be heard and to make Nebraska winner take all. We are in the red zone. It is second and goal. Let's put the ball in the end zone. Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gain this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com. Okay, everybody, I'm told that the phone lines are melting at the governor's office in Nebraska. So another way to contact them, unless we crash the website, is you go to the website governor.nebraska.gov, and there's an online form on that website that allows your voice to be heard. So that might be a better way to do it. The website is governor.nebraska.gov. And for those of you, if you might have an old-fashioned fax machine, I think it would be hilarious if they just start getting faxes from across the country. The fax number is 402-471-6031. We'll put both those up there. The website will hopefully not have any volume problems. It is very simple. governor.nebraska.gov. That is governor.nebraska.gov. Allows you to have your voice be heard. You can write the governor. Be very polite and understand that it is an opportunity to encourage the governor to call a special session. Tomorrow we're going to Omaha. I made a promise to you guys that if we were able to get some momentum here, that we're going to go to Omaha, Nebraska, and let our voice be heard. We have amazing amounts of patriots that are driving in from across the state of Nebraska. We have top leaders and figures, including some potential surprise guests. And this is what's important, is that we're not just picking on Nebraska for sport here. It's another article that came out here from thehill.com, and they're bragging that, hey, we're spending all of our money on the blue wall, and since we have that one little sliver vote in Nebraska, we're going to win. In fact, this Democrat strategist is basically saying Joe Biden is going to abandon Georgia. He's going to abandon Arizona. He's going to abandon Nevada. What an opportunity for us to be able to jeopardize the entire Biden political operation, to throw into suspense this idea that Joe Biden can go to three favorable blue wall states where the voting laws benefit them, where they're only going to run on abortion. Democrats believe they can simply ditch 70% of the swing states and worry only about three of them, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And they're right. They're right. In fact, they're so right that Joe Biden might not even get on the ballot in Ohio. He doesn't even have a team in Ohio that's been monitoring ballot access. They're going to ignore Ohio, ignore Iowa, ignore Florida, ignore North Carolina, ignore Nevada, ignore Georgia, ignore Arizona. Now, I'm not taking Arizona for granted. We are going to flood the zone with ballot chasers in Arizona. And if Trump wins by 100,000, guess what? You might have Senator Carrie Lake. So we are not going to take Arizona for granted, period. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what they're doing. I am not going to rest a second in Arizona. I don't care if they say a month beforehand, Biden says, I think I'm going to lose Arizona. We're not going to move a single ballot chaser out of the state of Arizona. Sorry, it's not going to happen. It's too personal for us. The other email, by the way, that you can contact the governor is info@jimpillen.com. Now, I just want to keep reminding you that your tone of your email needs to be, hey, you're doing a great job. You voice support. Thank you for that. Let's get this special session called. That's the ask. He's on our side. He's on our side, and now it's time to just get him to act. Someone just said they sent a fax to his office, by the way. I think that's hilarious. I think that's absolutely hilarious that somebody just faxed the governor's office. Is there a fax machine even on campus here? If I had to send a fax, I would not even know what to do if I had to send a fax. They still make fax machines? Is that still a thing? It's pretty amazing. I think government agencies are the only ones that still use fax machines. But if you guys have a fax machine, it's a great way to kind of maybe get to the front of the line. You can just imagine that some of the folks that are working in the state capitol, we got a fax. It's the first time in 6 months that they got a fax. Apparently, fax machines are very popular in Japan still for some reason. If this was Japan, we would totally get this done. I'm somewhat giving you guys a hard time. Democrats think they can just say no Florida, no North Carolina, no Nevada, no Georgia, no Arizona, and go all in on three states. And they're right unless Nebraska fixes it. These are the days that define a civilization. When you are 7 months out and you say, oh my goodness, I'm tired of looking at polls and all you hear about is fundraisers and all this sort of stuff. This is the meat grinding type stuff, the gritty work that can define the future of the country. And it requires perseverance, being relentless. That's why we're flying out after the program tomorrow. Boom, straight to Nebraska. And I'm excited to see so many of you there. It's tpaction.com/rally. Hey there, investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not so great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, invest with Noble Gold Investments. Their precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. Colin Plume runs Noble Gold Investments. We've had him on the show before. He's awesome. I love hanging out with him. He's terrific. I can vouch for his integrity and for his knowledge about gold and silver. In fact, I have my silver right next to me right here. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. I have vetted them top to bottom. In fact, I know a billionaire that just made a very big purchase of gold from Noble Gold Investments. So visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin at each qualifying IRA investment. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Okay, this is going to be important. This is very important, everybody. Donald Trump has been saying for quite some time that he has a statement coming on abortion. As we mentioned in the Hill.com piece, they say that the blue wall and going through Nebraska is their way to the presidency, and also the topic of abortion. Now, before we go any further, I am not just pro-life, but I put my commentary, my reputation, not at risk, but in play every day with my pro-life beliefs. Going to the most hostile places you can go. With the OnlyFans girls at whatever, going to college campuses. We have lost millions of dollars in donations over the years over our abortion stance, being pro-life. In fact, our once biggest donor decided to suspend all giving because I would not water down or dilute my pro-life beliefs or messaging. So I want to make sure that the pro-life bona fides are established. I talk about the need and the necessity to protect all life, no matter how the size, the level of development, the environment, or the degree of dependency. But there are three ways to think about this. You have pro-life principles and morality that never changes. Then you have pro-life politics. And those two things must be understood as separate. The country is not as pro-life as I am. And movement in the pro-life direction is, of course, beneficial. President Trump was being lobbied by people that are not very pro-life for him to embrace a national abortion ban around 16 to 20 weeks. Draw the line at 16 or 20 weeks and call it an issue. I never liked that idea. I said, Mr. President, you should send it back to the states. Be morally clear about what you did with repealing Roe versus Wade. This is a states' rights issue. And as we build consensus, maybe one day it can also, and hopefully God willing, can be a national federal issue. But this is a reality that is so important to repeat that two things can be simultaneously true. You could be morally clear with your pro-life beliefs and also understand you have to win elections. That if you don't win elections, you do not have political power. If you don't have political power, 0 out of 100 of pro-life beliefs will ever be advanced. This is a 4-minute video that President Trump released today. Some people really don't like this. Some pro-life leaders are very upset. Other pro-life leaders, such as Kristen Hawkins, a legendary warrior for the pro-life cause, thought this video was excellent, and I agree with her. I think this was a masterful accomplishment because understand there were people that were lobbying him to try to say, hey, only say late-term abortion and that all other abortion is permissible. And he said, no, I could imagine he would say, I'm speculating. He'd say, no, I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right to tell the pro-life base in states like Oklahoma that they can't have states' rights. And understand, a potential 16-week ban is bad in two directions. It concedes that we don't need to ban it earlier, and it is also probably not popular voters yet. That's important. So if we lose, pro-abortion forces will try and turn the pro-life cause out of the GOP. I think President Trump is using prudence here. He's standing on principle. I want you to be the judge. We're going to play all 4 minutes, and that is a long tape to play, but it is worth it. Listen carefully. Play cut 25.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart, or in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
I think it was perfect. And I say that as one of the most outspoken pro-life leaders out there. I mean, yeah, I disagree on some of the stuff as far as, you know, I understand why politically I say the exception stuff, but if you ask me morally, I get it. But those are two different things. You have pro-life politics. And he is right. We absolutely have to win. Donald Trump will then have the ability to nominate more Supreme Court justices. And whether we like it or not, the Democrats are trying to force our hand to make this the defining issue of the 2024 election. The defining issue. They're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars. And by the way, the Democrats are very upset today at that statement. They wanted Donald Trump to do what Lindsey Graham did. They wanted Donald Trump to do what Lindsey Graham did and come and say 16-week ban, national ban, 16-week national ban. Donald Trump didn't say that. Donald Trump said, I was very happy that we repealed Roe versus Wade. We sent it back to the states. Follow the heart on the issue. We must follow the will of the people. That life is precious and worthy of protection. I think his statements on IVF were excellent. I think that's where the American people are. And I think we've covered IVF here. And many of you in the audience, 99% of you are in support of IVF. And if you don't win, you don't get Supreme Court justices. And it's not a matter of compromising your values. Nothing in that segment, nothing is about compromising values or doublespeak. It is clear. It is who's actually responsible. And for example, if Oklahoma wants to ban abortion and make it abolished, and Massachusetts wants to make it up until the point of birth, is that okay for Massachusetts? Boy, we're going to fight everything that we possibly can, but we are a republic. It's a lot better than we were when Roe versus Wade was over the entire country. Think about that. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I talked to you about how horrible nutrition has become for people in our ultra-processed food society. Truth is, it's even worse for our beloved dogs. Seen dog food lately? It's more like dead food. Mr. Briggs is our best friend, and the more adventurous we are, I've realized that food is the most important thing ensuring he's healthy. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has invested everything into bringing our dog's food to life. He created Rough Greens, not dog food. It's a natural supplement to your dog's existing food. Full of essential vitamins and minerals and made right here in America. You don't have to change your dog's food. Just adding Rough Greens to their existing diet will be the best decision you ever made to improve their life. Mr. Briggs has more energy, plays longer, and is overall the best version of himself. Dr. Black is so confident that this will change your dog's life, he is providing a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping. Head to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is ruffgreens.com/Kirk. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk to grab yours today. roughgreens.com/Kirk. Also, the email is info@jimpillen.com. That is info@jimpillen.com. What a great opportunity for him to be to step into this national leadership role. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about this abortion statement that President Trump put forward here. I really think it was masterful. It was, I mean, that could be taught as a master communications course. It was morally clear, by the way, talking about how we as Republican Party want babies and families, that we love life. You don't hear that from the Democrats. The Democrats, they love a lot of things, and it's not life. In fact, the Democrats are so, there's the thing that they talk about is they love themselves almost more than anything else. And let's say Donald Trump came out and did what Lindsey Graham and what some of these other people were lobbying for him to do, which is Donald Trump says, I support a 15-week national abortion ban. In some ways, you're kind of tacitly acknowledging that abortion is okay somehow, as long as it's not up to 15 weeks. And that would bother a lot of us that are pro-life warriors. So Donald Trump's in a very difficult political position here. But I thought he handled it in a spectacular fashion. And he did this in a way where he was playing offense on the issue. Now, there are some people that are really getting upset about it. But I say, wait a second, Donald Trump just gave you the opportunity in many states to abolish abortion. If Donald Trump becomes president, Joe Biden's position is to nationalize Roe versus Wade. In fact, Joe Biden's official position is that no county should be without abortion access, that every single county. And here's the brutal truth, everybody, and you have to deal with the hands that are dealt with you. Up or down abortion votes by referendum have been won by the pro-abortion side in some of the reddest states in the country. Kentucky, Kansas, Montana. We need to do a lot more persuasion or we will lose elections over this. And then Roe is back and Roe is stronger. And that does not mean you have to ever compromise how important this issue is. It is the defining issue. Of course it is. That's why I speak at pro-life dinners, why I go on these campuses and get screamed at and called all these names. That's why I have hundreds of hours of videos online of me debating the abortion issue. Trust me, I understand the significance of it. But I also have a different hat that I'm wearing, literally. That's why I'm wearing the Nebraska hat. That some, but not all in the pro-life movement, I think need to recognize, which is politics. Politics is the art of the possible. So how do you possibly thread the needle between an issue that really does not have a lot of gray area and politics? You do so in the way that Donald Trump approached the topic. And understand there were lobbying forces and people that said, oh, you have to draw the line, national abortion ban, national abortion ban. And I'll say this is also, if the entire election going into November is about a national abortion ban, I don't think we would do very well. Think of all the other pro-life issues that are happening. This is where I think Donald Trump needs to play offense. There is a national ban that I think Donald Trump should announce next week and flip it on them. Set this trap for them. Donald Trump should call for a national ban on child gender affirming care. That is a ban that could put the Democrats on defense. Donald Trump should issue a statement saying, well, hey, since you guys are all big into bans and trying to fearmonger, I, as president, will put a ban on child mutilation. No more mutilators. And while we're talking about national bans, a ban on squatting. No more squatting in people's homes from blue state to blue state. All of a sudden, now you're playing offense against the Democrats. You can be principled, and I love principle. Trust me. Here's the thing. There's a difference between being a commentator, because I wear lots of different hats, and then also being a political organizer. You kind of have to balance those two things. In politics, you have to respond to the citizenry, build coalitions, and then get political power to advance your cherished principles forward. If you do not get political power, then you get none of what you want. Like in Oregon or in California, how effective has the pro-life movement been in those states? And the answer is not very. I think Donald Trump's approach here is excellent. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. But now it's for Donald Trump to issue a statement of a true ban. We are going to ban child mutilation in this country. Make Joe Biden defend gender-affirming care. Make him do that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.